Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
But girl, I can't love you right, 'cause I could lose it all in the flames and still have you.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The Atlanta singer, songwriter, and rapper named Rory is only 19, but he's already established himself as a bit of a musical outsider. He draws on folk, hip-hop, rock, soul, gospel, and blues without landing squarely in any of those categories. His full-length debut is called All We Need, and Rory and his band are going to start us off with the lead single from that album. Here with the song Friends is Rory, live on Soundcheck.
More than me.
That is Rory, live on Soundcheck with his song Friends from the album called All We Need. That's from Rory's debut album. He's here with me in the Soundcheck studio singing with Taylor Johnson on guitar, Tyler Hulford on bass, and David Myers behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Rory, really nice to have you here. Thanks
so much.
It's
good to be here, man. Thanks so much for having me.
What a great song. I mean, kind of like, you know, most young musicians announce themselves with a kind of a statement of identity. Yours is kind of a statement of a community.
Yeah, man. Like, that's what it's about. It's way bigger than me, you know. Like, I feel like I'm just not making music for myself. So, yeah.
The video that goes with this song charts your trip from Atlanta to Chicago.
Yeah, where we... We travel on using Twitter, pretty much.
Yeah.
So we just found, like, a really dedicated fan. And starting from Atlanta, that would drive me to Tennessee, that would drive me to Kentucky. And
so you would have, would it be set up in advance? Like, you'd know?
Yeah, I know that this person's going to meet up with me here. Yeah. I wouldn't just be out there and be like, all right, who's going to pick me up?
Right.
You know, it was a lot more responsibly done, you know what I mean? But
at the same
time, it was really dope, man, because, like, we get in and, like, we started the ride of strangers, and mm-hmm. we're just like the best of homies. You know?
And that community is a really diverse one. I mean, they're all young, but they're black and white and Latino, and you know, it was just as you look at the video, it seems like it's a community more of ideas than
it's little to do with, you know, like just like your nationality or your ethnicity or your sexuality or whatever. It's more so of a mind state, like a era in like mankind of kids who think this way, you know, the indigos, the millennials, the kids of the internet age.
Now, let me ask you about that term, indigo. Your mixtape from last year was called Indigo Child, and one of the songs that you're going to do for us later, you have the line, "We are indigos." Mm-hmm. What does that mean for you?
Well, pretty much I just name my generation that because of the kids that were born in this era where we can see things in a way that most adults, like, we're never able to see it. You get what I'm saying? You know, no knock to adults or older people or anything like that. But when you're born
like
in a world...
I like to think I am one.
Yeah, but when you're born in a world where you have access to everything from birth, you know, it's a whole different ball game, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a four-year-old can start, learn how to bake cupcakes, and by the time she's 17, she could probably be one of the best in the world for all we know. You know what I mean? Like, it's the reason I'm here. I taught myself how to play guitar over the internet and things like that. And here I am, 19, in front of you. You get what I'm saying? So, like, kids are going to be breaking new boundaries and finding out newer things, you know, due to, you know, just this era that humanity is in.
Yeah, there's that commercial for one of the software programs, or maybe it's one of the computers, where they talk, you know, they show you the really little kids, the, you know, the 3 and 4 year olds. He'll grow up, he'll never touch a computer. You know, because it'll be something that you don't need to touch.
But also, like, that openness to the world, like, we don't grow up with just, how you say, like, just, like, regional mindsets, mind states, you get what I'm saying? Like, we grow up seeing all different kinds of people. Like, we're a lot more accepting. Yeah. And everybody knows that.
But you grew up in Atlanta, and, you know, I mean, and I grew up here in New York, and I'm very kind of, I have a kind of regional pride for my city, and certainly growing up in Atlanta, you know, there's a strong kind of regional music scene there for many, many years.
Yeah.
Even before Outkast, but certainly from Outkast on. Is there some kind of regional aspect to
what? Oh, yeah, that will never die, but the lines are so blurred now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're, like... Everybody in Atlanta isn't just, you know, like a down south, dirty, like hip-hop head, you know, or everybody up in New York isn't just purely on the boom bap, you know what I mean? Like, A$AP Rocky is a great blend of just, like, some, like, southern flares married into the hip-hop thing. You have genre hybrids coming about, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, King Cruel with his mix of hip-hop and jazz, or, you know, like...
And what about you with your mix of, I mean, a lot of the album, you know, is the work of someone who knows hip-hop but doesn't necessarily seem to practice it, you know, in each song.
It's a part of me. It's a part of me, man. I'm a black person making music. It's hip hop. So with that being said, like, all my other influences, I say it's a blend between folk and hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it's all under the umbrella of soul, because I make music to speak to the soul.
And when you picked up the guitar, when you started learning that from the internet, what kind of music were you playing on it?
Oh, I was looking up all kinds of things because I had been listening to everything growing up. I wasn't just trapped by the music and the radio. So not only did I know about, you know, your Jeezys and your T.I.s and your, you know, Franchise Boys, stuff that was popping in Atlanta around like 2005 or whatever, but also knew about your Plain White Tees, Hey There Delilah, which was the first song I was learning.
I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me.
Plain White Tees song.
Yeah, Hey There Delilah. Okay. Because it sounded easy, but it was so hard. You know, or like Manchester Orchestra or System of a Down or Red Hot Chili Peppers that I just got on, like listening, eavesdropping on my brother, and I stumble across Bon Iver and Fleet Foxes and Father John Misty on the internet and stuff like that, and I have this like love for folk and go deeper into Lauryn Hill and Bob Marley, and like I can go back in time in music and go find Marvin Gaye and learn all these different things, you know?
Well, that's been one of the great things about, you know, the rise of hip hop is it, you know, if you listen carefully, it kind of leads you through a door back.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know, where did this stuff come from? Where did these sounds come from? You know.
Yeah, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all art responds to other art. But, you know, talking about community, your community has suddenly gotten much bigger because on this album you have Tom Morello, for example, playing on the song we just heard from Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave. And, of course, the RZA from Wu-Tang Clan is on
CPU,
the song we heard a little bit of at the top of the segment. Big Crit's on this record. So, you know, is that a kind of widening of the community as you see it? I mean,
oh, yeah, of
course. How'd you make those decisions?
It came down to those who also, like, made sense for the album, but mainly who genuinely and truly wanted to be a part of what I'm trying, this journey that I'm beginning and I'm starting. You know, like, Indigo Child, the first project, most people just, you know, yeah, they see something special, but at the same time, oh, this kid's a wild card. He has way more creativity. He knows what to do with. I'm just going to sit back and see what happens on his next project.
I heard that, too. What's your response? Do you think you have more creativity than you know what to do with so far?
Everybody does. Mm-hmm. Everybody does. That's why some people, they're just so creative that they just don't make anything ever. You know, so.
Wow. For a 19-year-old, that's a fairly, sounds like a fairly hard won bit of wisdom there.
Really? Oh, wow.
So the next two songs you're going to do for us are kind of a matched set. And they, again, they both have incredible videos that go with them. Do you think cinematically when you're writing songs?
I mean, I just feel like it just happens hand in hand because I'm just telling a story. Every song is a continuation of a story of a piece of my life. You know, I feel like from Indigo Child to All We Need to the last album Rory drops, it will all be like an autobiography. They'll all connect like Pixar. I tried to name Devil's Whisper everything but Devil's Whisper. You know, like, but that was its name, you know, because like that's the reality that came with it, you know. So both of these songs, you know, the first one, this Devil's Whisper, represents like the devil on the left side of my shoulder telling me to do bad things. And God's Whisper is the angel on the right side of my shoulder. And that's something that everybody has.
Although in the video for Devil's Whisper, it's not always clear where...
what's right and what's wrong.
Yeah. You want to do the song for us?
Let's do it.
All right. Rory is here with us in the Soundcheck studio. The album's called All We Need. It's a terrific record. It's out now and he's here with his band and... we'll hear the first of this matched set of songs, God's Whisper, coming up later. But right now, here's Devil's Whisper, live on Soundcheck.
You better run, run from the devil. You better run, run from the devil. You better touch can be
got taste and I got style. I know the twists and turns to make your life worth. WNYC. Are you ready?
It's Rory with Devil's Whisper live here in the Soundcheck studio with his hard-working band, Taylor Johnson on guitars, both acoustic and electric on that song, Tyler Hulford on bass, and David Myers behind the drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. That song is also on All We Need, which is the debut full-length album by Rory. The companion song, God's Whisper, which was originally from his mixtape Indigo Child, will be coming up in a moment. Rory, a couple of questions. First of all, you must be familiar with the Rolling Stones song, Sympathy for the Devil.
No.
Oh, my God. The line, I got taste and I got style, is like, you know, in the Rolling Stones song, it's like, I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
It's the devil talking.
Oh, wow.
It's a kind of a...
No, somebody told me about it, and they said like it was from a perspective that actually caused you to sympathize with him, or like to identify with him.
Well, the title might be a little ironic on the Stones' part.
Okay.
They were sort of playing with the idea of right and wrong, and you know what exactly is your devil, and you know who's responsible when bad things happen, and you know some of the things that you kind of get at in your song. Wow, that's really... So you weren't aware of that?
No, I need to go listen to it, though.
You definitely do. Because
I've been
told
about it before.
It's a great song. it's a really great song. Did you grow up in the church?
Yeah, I was raised Christian.
Mm-hmm. Does church mean something different to you now?
To me now? No, man, to me, man, it just means a gathering of like-minded people that believe in the same thing, that come to share that belief and that energy and get a boost in energy from it. Which happens at every church, you know.
But it can happen outside of churches too.
Yeah, this right here is a church right now.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, it's a musical church right now. We're in this whole little place, all these wires and microphones, and it's kind of like heaven to us. So
now you appeared on one of the late night shows. I don't remember whether it was Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
It was Colbert.
Colbert.
After Donald Trump had been on the same show, and of course. You know, given his provocative comments, let's say, about Mexicans immigrating into our country, you show up in your Mexican national soccer
team jersey.
with And then when you turn your back, we see the name Trump on the back where the name is X'd out. Yeah. Was there a significance to the jersey number, 47?
Yeah, well, 47 is one thing that, like, the Indigos, Millennials, kids like us, like, highly value that number. Specifically, shouts out to, like, Pro Air and Capital Steve's, you know, who, like, really brought that number and that thing into my world about, like, how when your fourth and your seventh chakra being that your heart and your mind is open, you can achieve anything. Capital Steve's, he really believed in that, and he had passed away a couple of years ago, just, like, about the whole thing. And, like, the Indigo community, the Millennial community, we always just show love and support for it, you know?
So everything about that shirt was
symbolic.
Yeah.
Very symbolic.
Yeah. So do you consider the Indigo community to be a politically active one? Is that part of being a member of that community?
Yeah, it will grow to be. Because I'm a musician, but we need the Indigo politician, you know, and the Indigo lawyers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you got some work ahead of you to do that, yeah. You're also 19, and I'm sure you're seeing a lot of people your age as you tour around and hit college towns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about, I mean, are you planning college? Can you do college? Do you even want to do college?
Actually, at first, I completely despised the idea of it. I just thought it was a complete business that is just funneling a bunch of lost kids into it because they think it's the next step. But I see the good in it. I feel like the disconnection is when you need to go.
Mm.
You know, because I actually think about it. You know, when I get, like, I didn't want to go to college until I could pay my way all the way through myself. And I'm still not at that point yet. When I get to that point, you know, and when I get that free time, I have natural inclinations, natural curiosities. I don't think, you know, I can make music, but I definitely feel like I'm here to contribute something more to the world. You know, I want to try and invent something. I want to try and study environmental sciences. I want to learn about just anthropology. I want to know about, like, where we started and where we came from and where we're going.
So, for example, the ending of the first song you did for us, Friends, that kind of, you know, that kind of looking ahead to the future, what kind of earth will the next generation have?
Yeah, I have some friends who are the future, and they need this world much more than me.
Yeah.
You know, just putting out their energy and putting out those ideals into the people that will, you know, love this music, you know?
Well, we heard Devil's Whisper, so I guess it's equal time, you know?
Yeah, time to balance it out.
Have to give God his turn on the right shoulder this time. Now, the two videos are kind of a matched set. One of them, I think it's Devil's Whisper, ends with you up on the roof.
Yeah, it ends with me on the roof.
And then God's Whisper begins with that same shot.
Yeah.
But they were written in reverse order, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Just so I got my chronology
straight.
Yeah,
I was waking up from that dream.
Right.
You know, and it stepped into reality, which is the truth, is that, you know, like, I'm here to change things, not make music for profit.
Well, let's hear God's Whisper. It's another live performance by Rory. The album is called All We Need. It is out now. Rory's here with his band and playing for us live on Soundcheck.
One more time. I can't hear you. lives we chose. Yeah. Show your brave. Yeah. Those with faith. On a mission. Led by intuition. Intuition. Come, I hear a whisper calling my name. It's in the winter. I am the same. I hear a whisper calling my name.
That's Rory and his band live on Soundcheck with God's Whisper. It's from his 2014 mixtape called Indigo Child. The album All We Need, which is out now, is full-length LP, includes the sort of answer song, which is Devil's Whisper. You know, that's an old tradition, answer songs, although usually it's somebody answering someone else's song. You know, like Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama answering Neil Young's Southern Man or something. Oh, wow. Like that. Yeah, it's like a whole tradition of that.
Breaking new boundaries, doing it yourself.
Yeah, right, doing it yourself. You have been doing it yourself. You're signed now to a major label.
Yeah.
You got big name guests on the record. There's, you know, there's like all these big producers and co-writers and out there now. So how do you, as a young man, how do you find your way and
first, the album was just co-produced, like, as far as like lyrics go. I still like write everything alone, but with Malay and Danger Mouse and Jackknife, like, these guys like were like the senseis that helped me grow as a producer and like just a person building out songs. I learned so much from them. Mm-hmm. You know, about how like less is more in some situations, and how to connect all those things that I was just doing. You know, they really helped me figure it out.
Yeah. Well, you got some big name guests on the record and behind the control board, Danger Mouse and Jackknife Lee and Malay and the rest, but it's still very much a Rory album. And, you know, it's been really great sort of watching how you've progressed from the mixtape to the record. And I can't wait, Rory, to see where you go next. But I'm really glad you were able to join us today here in the Soundcheck studio.
Oh, man, thank you so much, my man.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.